Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Helen in Arizona, who has this question. I have a 1992 IRS tax debt of $30,000. I got married in 1999. Is my husband responsible for this debt? We've never filed joint returns. Well, Helen, as long as you don't file jointly, IRS won't hold him responsible. Sort of. Be careful of any assets you own together, like a home, joint bank accounts, or any other property. If IRS attaches any of those assets to get at your share of the value, he will have to file an injured spouse claim to protect his share of the same asset. One other thing you should know, Arizona is a community property state. So the longer you live together, the more you own of his assets, and vice versa. Here's a link to an article by William Perez at TaxesAtAbout.com. There's an interesting analysis of California's community property laws by tax attorney Robert L. Summers, The Tax Prophet. While Arizona may not have the same community property provisions, it's well worth your time to check with a good local tax attorney to see how your state's community property laws affect your tax debt. Of course, Ellen, since the tax debt is from 1992, depending on when you filed that tax return and what else you've done to try to arrange for payments, you may no longer be responsible for paying that debt. The good news is it may have expired. For more information on that, do a search on the TaxMama.com site for statute of limitations. Read some of the articles and explanations, and then when you understand it, then call IRS to find out when that debt expires or if it already has. And remember, you'll find answers to questions about separate tax debts and all kinds of tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.